surgical precision. And Michael Thomas has his eighth. Dropped in beautifully by Drew Brees.
And that was a snippet of one of the most atrocious games I have ever seen as an Eagles fan. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth episode of Goal to Go. I'm here joined by Steven Caltabiano and my good friend Giovanni Vallejo. Introduce yourself, guys.
What's up, guys? My name's Steven. Today, we're obviously going to get into the Saints-Eagles game and officially why the Eagles are done. We're out of the picture now, and it's not really looking so good.
Hey, this is Gio, and just like Steven said, we're ready to talk about the rest of the season, ideally, and what we saw yesterday and what we're very displeased with, and very excited to talk to you guys.
Yeah, there really wasn't much to be happy on that game. It was, for those of you who don't know, it was a complete blowout in the Saints' favor. They are now 9-1 on a 9-game win streak after whooping our cheeks 48-7. It was pretty bad. What did you guys see?
Well, what I saw was just what I predicted initially. You know, you saw how the Eagles went into that Cowboys game completely unprepared. Our secondary looks like complete trash right now. What did we expect going up against the Saints? I mean, they beat the Rams, who were, honestly, they were considered the best team in the NFC. And now the Saints pretty much hold that title right now. I mean, after that whooping on the reigning Super Bowl champions, it's kind of like, the Saints are top dogs right now, and I knew going into that game that it was going to be tough. And people had their hopes up, too. They were like, okay, the Eagles are going to win this game. It's going to turn everything around because they lost to the Cowboys last week at home. So this is going to open up their eyes to everything. Their whole season's going to turn around. We're going to repeat as Super Bowl champs. No, not facts. We lost Frank Reich. We lost DeFilippo. We're not looking so good so far.
My opinion of the game was just that, first off, we needed to keep up with them offensively. And from the offset, it just wasn't happening. First drive didn't work out. They scored a field goal on their first drive. And basically, whenever we needed a drive to get a touchdown or a field goal, we came up short. Going into halftime, we came up short when we could have had a big play to make it it would have been 21-10.
Yeah.
And then they came back and scored a touchdown, I believe, right before halftime. And like at that point, you realize, like, you know what? This is going to be a blowout. But like, I still had a little bit of optimism, and like everything was just dashed once the third quarter started.
We know you had optimism, Damian.
Yeah, see, it seems like almost, it just seems like black and white at this point. Like yesterday, I was super duper hyped for the game. I was optimistic going into it. I said, you know what, this was going to be the time that we showed who we really are. We're going back to Super Bowl form. But nope, that's not what happened. We actually did the exact opposite of what I wanted, and we got blown out, and it's not looking too good. We are third place in the NFC East, and as sad as it sounds, we are only one game above the New York Giants.
And the rest of our schedule is pretty hard. We have the Texans who are decent, the Rams are obviously great, like, it's not.
But we still have, I believe, four divisional games left,
There's
still hope.
No,
Alex Smith just got injured for the rest of the season, so Colt McCoy is about to be the starting quarterback. Cowboys, like, their defense is very much legit. I'm not sure if Dak Prescott can lead them to the playoffs, but I have to see their schedule. And then Giants, they're not making the playoffs. Like, no chance.
Yeah. No shot.
There wasn't any hope for the Giants to begin with, but I mean, I don't think it matters. The Eagles can have all their players, and then there can be injuries for other teams, and it still wouldn't make a difference right now. Doug Peterson can't figure it out on offense without Frank Reich. That's just a fact. I mean, yeah, obviously having Jay Ajayi out sucks. But, you know, even on defense, our defense, starting with them, yesterday they let Drew Brees throw for 363 yards and four touchdowns. That's absolutely ridiculous. And then on top of that, Carson Wentz only threw for 156 yards and no touchdowns. He was the MVP last season before he got hurt, and he had a game where he threw 156 yards with no touchdowns. Like, that is garbage.
He also doubled up on the amount of interceptions he had on the entire season. He only had three coming into this game, and he threw three in this game. So it was just an all-around terrible game, and you could tell that Sean Payton and the Saints had a game plan coming into this game, especially offensively, because here's a quote from him that I found from Peter King on NBC Sports. Sean Payton said, "The game plan is to go after Sidney Jones. He's coming off a hamstring, and we don't think he can hold up. We got to run right at 22. We got to throw right at 22. We're going to make him defend the run on the first play. We're going after him on three of the first eight plays." And guess what? They did exactly that, and Sidney Jones ended up coming out of the game with a re-aggravated hamstring. So they knew exactly what they wanted to do to our defense, and they did it with precision. just like Troy Aikman and Joe Buck were talking about, that surgical precision that, in my opinion, the best quarterback of all time was throwing against practice squad players. Yeah. How do you guys feel about me saying Drew Brees is the best quarterback?
You start, Gio. You
first
start.
First off, that statement is just completely wrong in every way. Not to say that Drew Brees is not a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's a complete Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. First ballot. Amazing. Probably top five quarterback of all time. But no, I don't put him above Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
What?
I would put Aaron Rodgers ahead of Drew Brees as well. Yeah. Dude. Like,
what?
You told me that yesterday we were talking. You're like, yeah, call me crazy. I think Drew Brees is the best quarterback to ever live. Yeah, he just broke that record this year for what, most passing yards in NFL history. Congrats. Clap, clap, clap to him. That's not five rings right there. Like, Tom Brady has five rings.
I never said the most accomplished quarterback in history.
The accomplishments go along with that. That's besides the point. The Eagles are four and six, and we're not making the playoffs.
Drew Brees gets to play his whole entire career in a dome.
That's true.
Well, that you can't hold that against him, though.
When Aaron Rodgers is playing in the snow, and so is freaking Tom Brady playing up in Massachusetts, they're playing in like actually conditions of bad weather. Like, while Drew Brees has like the perfect little like dome.
He does have a great dome. That Mercedes-Benz Superdome is
very nice.
Yeah.
It's great. And I'm so sad.
As well, just to get back to the Eagles, though, I think it does a disservice to the Eagles, though, to not mention like the amount of injuries we've had up until this point and be like, we're a completely different team from last year. And even yesterday we saw Maddox got injured. I don't even know what cornerback that is, but like he was our like third string or fourth.
No, he was actually our fourth string.
And he got injured. We were playing with six string cornerbacks. Like obviously Drew Brees is going to tear up our defense. Like there's no question about it.
He's throwing his practice squad.
Exactly.
We're playing again with those players. Yes. But think about the obstacles that we overcame last season.
This isn't last season.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I know I'll compare it to last season a lot, but we're Super Bowl champions, so it's good to compare to last season because you want to be a Super Bowl team again in the future, right?
Oh, yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah, so, all right. So let's look at last season. We lost our MVP quarterback week 13. That was like, after that, everybody counted us out. I mean, I'm officially counting us out now because our coaching staff can't get it together.
I think
Jim Schwartz needs to get fired 100%.
I don't think that's somewhat warm take, but I think Jim Schwartz just doesn't have enough to. We lost McLeod, we lost most of our corners, and we just have too many injuries.
Let's see, we're down Ronald Darby, Jalen Mills, Sidney Jones, Avante Maddox. I'm pretty sure Rasul Douglas even got banged up. Keep in mind, we also have our starting middle linebacker, Jordan Hicks, got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Our starting center, Jason Kelce, got hurt. Yeah, and when we threw Wisniewski in there, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Sheldon Rankins, I don't know what play it was, but he literally just threw Wisniewski to the side.
Yep.
Like, he was nothing. And just destroyed Carson Wentz. It was embarrassing. It was just the whole game was embarrassing, but that specific play was just like, wow, we're done. We're toast. We're 4-6. And just to add insult to injury, yes, all right, the Redskins lost, but the Cowboys won.
That's ridiculous.
They won against the Falcons away, and that was a great game. Don't get me wrong.
The Cowboys don't even look good either. The Falcons aren't any better than the Eagles. So obviously, we beat them game one. But like, I feel like all Cowboys fans and like the Cowboys organization as a whole, obviously, I don't have any respect for them. And right now, you know, they're flying high right now. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to make the playoffs. Like, you know, I don't think that the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs. I think it's going to be the Redskins probably by, like, a hair. And Cowboys fans, even if they would make the playoffs by the slight chance because the NFL constantly gives them easy games, I think that, and keep in mind, America's game of the week every week, their terrible fan base is just the cause of all this, too. And, you know, I don't think that the Cowboys are obviously going to make any noise. That's why I'm not worried. Because if the Eagles are doing bad, I just wish the Cowboys were doing worse.
Of course.
I want to make one last comment about injuries. And I think we're really discounting how much losing Jay Ajayi affected our offense.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I feel like you're just saying, oh, we just lost Ajayi to whatever. We have back running backs. We do have we had Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clement. I feel like people thought we were very confident in them. They played well during the playoffs. At least Clement did. But, like, because Carson Wentz had a bad game. He threw three interceptions, 100%. Only 156 yards. So, like, basically, like, people don't respect our run game, so they know they can, like, they don't have to, like, stack the box or anything. So
it makes it
so much harder for Carson Wentz to throw.
The play calls that go into it, too. Like, Doug Peterson calling run, like, a draw run play on 3rd-and-8. Like, he'll do stuff like that. And you just wonder, like, you have Golden Tate. Why don't you use him? You have Alshon Jeffrey. Why don't you use him? Like, those are the situations. And then you're just like, okay, what is going on in the office where they can't come up with that decision?
Tate's a nice player, but, like, I just that's not what we needed, though, at the trade deadline. No, whatsoever. He's a slot wide receiver. He's a great wide receiver. He's gotten, like, 1,000 yards the last, like, two seasons before, previously, I believe. It's just, like, that wasn't an issue we needed to, like, pick up right now. We needed to either help our run game or something along those lines, I believe.
The thing that kills me is I actually really like Josh Adams. He was a great running back in college. We picked him up in the late rounds, and he's actually been, like, producing pretty well. The only problem is, we say that we're going to get him implemented into the offense. We say we're going to give him more touches, yet last game he only had 7 rushes. Now, keep in mind, on those 7 rushes, he had 53 yards, which is a 7.6 average, which by running back standards in the NFL is godly. If you're getting almost 8 yards a carry, that's incredible. But the thing is, he broke off a big 28-yard run for his first career touchdown, so congrats, Josh Adams. But my thing is, if we're going to commit to trying to help Carson Wentz so that he doesn't have to throw for like 360 yards for us to even have a chance, we got to give the running back more touches. This whole running back by committee mess, I hate it. Because we have to establish one running back. Yeah. That's what all the good teams have. They have one premier running back, and then they have their guy where they can give it to on like, I don't know, third and short, like a Jordan Howard and a Tariq Cohen. Or a Kareem Hunt and a Damian Williams. Like, you know, they have their premier back.
I feel like
we don't have a premier back.
This year we're still trying to do that, like, three-headed monster thing where we had LeGarrette Blount, Jay Ajayi, and Corey Clement last year. That was great.
It was amazing when it worked, but we don't have two of those three guys.
Exactly. It's not going to work
anymore. We don't have a premier back where I don't believe that Josh Adams should be carrying, like, the whole entire, like, all the workload of running back. He's not good enough to be carrying the workload.
I think he could be a premier back. I think we could make him our premier back.
I don't know. I don't know about
that. There hasn't been a game this season where I don't think he's had less than 6 yards per carry. And that's amazing.
Dude, look at Derrick Henry last year. He looked amazing for the Titans where he was averaging over 4.5 yards a carry. This year, he's actually getting the workload. He's averaging like 2.8 yards a carry. It's completely different when you're getting a limited amount of carries
compared
to like a bigger size.
Don't get me wrong, but it's like I just want to see what he can do with more carries. And then once I see he's not the premier back, then we can just move on.
Dude, the pace, like you said, like he's averaging 6 yards, that's unsustainable though. Like, it's like,
no, it's completely unsustainable, but maybe he can hit 4.5, maybe 5.2 if he's lucky, like, you know?
You're being way too optimistic about it.
Yeah.
Of course I'm being optimistic, because everything I've seen to this point has just been bad. So it's like, I feel like at this point, it's only up
to you. All right, maybe you can say that. Let's talk about it then. Next week, New York Giants home game. Are we going to win?
Yes.
You would love to say that, but we've lost the last 3 home games.
Right now, I'm guaranteeing a win next week at Lincoln Financial Field for us. No doubt. Also,
think about our fans.
I know our fans.
If we lose that game, that's going to be...
That's embarrassing.
5-6, you can be like, you look at that record and you're like, they're probably not making the playoffs. But, I mean, it's the Giants. They're supposed to be bad. They beat the Buccaneers last week when we lost to them earlier on in the season. So it's like, they have some weapons. You know, they got Saquon and Odell Beckham. Eli's trash. But, like, I think that...
Played a good game last week.
Yeah, went 17-18. Yeah.
We'll see how the Eagles make it. I think they're a mess
right now. My thing right now is, like, I think it's important to talk about rest of season schedule.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, our next 3-week matchups are Week 12, New York Giants. Week 13, Washington Redskins. Week 14, Dallas Cowboys. If we win against the Giants, we can get that momentum going forward.
Yeah.
And, like, we could win those 3 games in a row. Have we been playing great? No. But we still have the talent on the offensive side. And, like, if we get our quarterback somewhat situated, at least, like, somewhat healthy, I can see us winning those 3 games going forward.
And on that same note, they just lost Alex Smith for the year. Like, yes. They just signed Mark Sanchez. So it's like Mark Sanchez and Colt McCoy, you know,
like, versus,
that's not Drew Brees. Like, we have an easy chance to sweep them. However, the only way for us to be in the double digits is to win 6 straight. And what I've seen so far has no indication we're winning 6 straight.
Okay, but I'm not sure if any team in the NFC is going to win 10 games.
You don't think so?
Okay, Redskins Cowboys play this upcoming Thursday. So there's, ideally...
What are they, 6 wins and 5 wins respectively?
And then the Cowboys are 5-6,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'd want, ideally, I think the Cowboys to win. So then they would both be 6-6. And then ideally, we'd beat the Giants and we'd be... 5-6.
Five and six.
And then the next week after that, the Cowboys play the Saints. So that's a loss right there.
True, 100%.
That's a loss.
Yeah, for sure.
What if they went in there and beat them, though?
I would be so sick.
There's no way they're beating the freaking...
Yeah, they don't have I'm just speaking metaphorically, but like, it's like what's going on right now with the Eagles, how they just got dominated, you know, just,
and then
what their confidence is definitely down right now.
We'd be back in it after, like I said, Cowboys beat the Redskins, then Cowboys lose to the Saints. The week after this upcoming week, we play the Redskins. So then at that point, we'd be 6-6 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cowboys would be 6-7, and then Redskins would be 6-7 as well. So we'd be...
We have a chance.
Yeah, we're like, everybody's like counting us out, but like, we still have a chance, just like people were counting us out last year when Carson Wentz got out. Like, I'm not going to stop believing in this team.
It's sad because it's like, this could be the year where an NFC East champion like makes the playoffs at 9-7 or something like that. Like,
even 8-8, it's very. It's not. I wouldn't be like. I'm not. Like, wouldn't be shocked if a team made it and then NFC East 8-8 because somebody has to make it.
Didn't the Bills make it last year 8-8?
I think they were 9-7. They were somewhere in the middle of the pack though. My only thing is like, all right. Let's say we do clutch it out. Let's say we do make the playoffs. What are we doing in the wild card?
The wild card situation is, what are we going up against? Like the Bears or the Vikings? Either one of them is going to win the division. I think it's going to be the Bears.
It's looking like either Vikings or Panthers will probably go up against in the wild card. Or maybe the Falcons if they get their act together. Who knows?
Those are winnable games to me, though.
They are winnable games, but from what I've seen so far, it's like I don't want to just make the playoffs to be a first-round exit. Because then we're just sitting at the 15th pick in the first round or the 16th pick, like somewhere in there.
That's just
not a good look. And we need so much help that I don't want to tank, obviously, but I also don't want to be 8-8 and then get bumped in the wild card and then just have to choose from middle ground prospects.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world. Like, if our scouts are good enough, we'll get a good player.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It is, we'll get some good picks. And we have 2 seconds to work with. I think 3 sixes, 2 fours. So we have a lot of late round picks to work with. And so I'm sure we'll be able to make it work. But I just don't want to make the playoffs just for us to have a first round exit.
Yeah, I mean you definitely make a good point on that. I think going into if we were the slight chance that we do make the playoffs. Very slight chance. I don't even think we're going to make any noise because you got to think about how established, how organized these other teams are heading in now. I think personally, I said it, I think week two, I think that the Bears are the dark horse to win the Super Bowl this year. Call me crazy right now. I definitely think the Bears are going to make a little bit of a run for it. They're scary in the NFC. The Vikings even beat us earlier this year on a nail-biting game. But right now, it's just, you know, we can talk playoffs all we want, but the Eagles aren't going to be in it, in my opinion.
I've said from the start, my prediction of the Super Bowl was Saints-Patriots, and that's looking like it'll probably happen. How do you feel?
On the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the Bears and the Patriots.
How do you feel, Gio?
I want to see a little bit more going forward, but I think the Rams are going to make it to the Super Bowl.
You think the Rams are?
Yeah.
I would like to see it.
That team is just nasty.
Last year, they went on a crazy good run. Obviously, the Eagles beat them even when Carson Wentz got injured that game, but, you know, they ended up losing to the Falcons in the playoffs.
Yeah,
yeah, that was like
so I just have a question to you guys. Who do you guys think is gonna win the NFC East? And since it feels like both of you are just saying that Eagles can't win it.
The Redskins.
I unfortunately, and I hate to say it, I really hate to say it, I feel like the Cowboys are gonna win the division.
I think if anybody wins it, it's not the Eagles, it's the Cowboys. I think you're really underestimating like Alex Smith getting injured.
Yeah, like that's a huge blow.
It's a huge blow, but I just don't. I think that the Cowboys are an organization that consistently chokes. The Eagles don't have it together this year. I obviously don't see the Cowboys making any noise considering the fact that in my 21 years of life, they've only won about 2 playoff games. They can never make any noise when it matters, obviously. They're a terrible organization. No respect for them. I think that the Redskins are going to end up taking it, and they're not going to do anything when they get there.
Well, any Cowboys fans listening to this, you can't say you didn't expect it. This is an Eagles podcast. You guys have any closing remarks?
I want to see the Eagles put up 50 points against the Giants and turn this thing around. Let's go.
I just want to say that Eagles have to trust the process and everything's going to work out. I believe we're going to run and end up at 9-7.
I agree. All I'm saying is, if it's not the Eagles, let's go Sixers. All right, guys.
Absolutely.
This has been the fourth episode of Goal to Go. Thank you guys for joining me, Steven and Gio. We'll talk to you guys later. We'll be back for the preview of the Eagles-Giants game.